And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Lafayette Parish School System's Talented Program presents Time. It's a multimedia, multidisciplinary series of events in downtown Lafayette. Actually started yesterday and continues through March 9th. The elementary, middle school, and high school students in the Talent Program will be showing visual arts, will be performing music and theater. The visual exhibition actually opened yesterday, and that will be up through the duration of Time. The music performances start tomorrow with an electric guitar ensemble, a jazz ensemble performance. That's Friday at 6:30, and that will be at Cité des Arts. And they continue through the weekend and through the next week. For more information, you can call or look on the website of Cité or the Lafayette Parish School System's Talent Program. We'll be speaking with Kathy Reed and some other teachers on Monday about that exhibition and those performances. Acting Up in Acadiana continues their performances of Cattails and Doggy Monologues. That continues tonight at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, 6:30. Tickets will be available at the door. This evening in Grand Coteau, a special performance evening, music by Jason Homan and poetry by Chelsea Murray. 7 to 9, a free program open to everyone, and you can bring your own work, poems or songs, to the open mic that follows. It's free and appropriate for all ages. The Beausoleil, Louisiana Solar Home is celebrating the fifth anniversary of the beginning of the project. And to celebrate, they're having a roundtable discussion tomorrow, as well as a tour of the home. It starts at 1:30. It's open to everyone. 1:30 in Fletcher Hall on the UL campus. That's the art building, and it's in the auditorium. There will be a slideshow, over 300 slides in a video of the project and the construction of the house and how they constructed it up in Washington, D.C. Afterwards, until 6 o'clock, there will be a touring of the Beausoleil home. For more information, you can call the School of Architecture or just show up at 1:30 tomorrow at Fletcher Hall. It's free and open to everyone. Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band in Los Angeles, will be on the UL campus Friday and Saturday. He is an award-winning Grammy and Emmy Award-winning composer and arranger. He will be working with the UL Jazz Ensemble. The rehearsal is open tomorrow evening, 7 to 9:30 in Angel Hall. During the day on Saturday, he'll be working with local high school jazz bands. Those are open as well in the morning. And then the public performance on Saturday, 7:30 in Angel Hall Auditorium. Gordon Goodwin will be with the UL Jazz Ensemble, will feature 11 of his compositions and arrangements. He'll join soloing on piano, tenor, and soprano sax. Again, the leader of the Big Fat Band will be here in Lafayette, performing and working with jazz ensembles. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have two performances at St. John's Cathedral this Friday and Sunday, Music and Faith, featuring music of Bach, Handel, and Heinrich Goretzky. Jennifer Welch Babbage, a Metropolitan Opera soprano, will be joining the orchestra. Tickets are available by calling the symphony office or going to their website. The performance on Friday in St. John's Cathedral tomorrow evening is at 7:30 and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow night in the Burke Hall Theater, the Andrew Zone Robert Sharp Guitar Duo will be giving a concert. It's free and open to everyone, campus community and the general public. They'll be performing classical music and other compositions. 7:30, again, free and open to everyone in Burke Hawthorne Hall in the theater. Acting Up in Acadiana will open its registration tomorrow for the 11th Annual Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble. For information, you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts to register. The Crowley High School Drama Club presents Aladdin at the Grand Opera House of the South Friday through Sunday. For ticket information, you can visit their website or call the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley. The Acadiana Walk to Cure Diabetes will take place this Saturday in River Ranch Town Square. Registration starts at 8 in the morning. Opening in New Orleans at the Arthur Roger Gallery, two Lafayette artists, Troy Dugas, The Shape of Relics, and Stephanie Patton, Private Practice. All are invited to the opening this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. The exhibit will be up, both exhibits will be up through April 20th. And Shadows on the Tesh will have their annual Spring Arts and Crafts Fair. That will be on the grounds of the Shadows on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4. On Saturday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the New York Polyphony, a vocal quartet, will perform. That's March 2nd at 7:30. All are invited. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can get them through the ACA. On Sunday, The Agony and Strife of the Civil War, Kate Stone's Louisiana, 1860 to 1868. That will be at the Alexander Mouton House and is sponsored in part by the Lafayette Public Library. From 2 to 3 p.m., Dr. Mary Farmer Kaiser from UL Lafayette will be the featured speaker, and her talk will be on the women's role in this in the Reconstruction. For more information, you can contact the Lafayette Public Library or the Lafayette Museum Alexander Mouton House. That's 2 o'clock on Sunday. The Festival of the Arts will take place starting next week here at UL Lafayette and the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It will begin on Thursday, March 7th with a gallery talk by UL Professor John Hathorn. The gala called Art Tech Fusion will be at the ACA. It's their opening night of the Festival of the Arts, March 8th at the ACA. Tickets are available by calling the College of the Arts or the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs, including Blues Box, Cecil Doyle's Medicine Ball Caravan, and many, many others. Just search for the program, and you can listen to archived shows or download them. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7, it's This American Life with Ira Glass, This Lynn Shamrock, Franco Mix at 9, and Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat at 10. In just a moment, NPR's All Things Considered.